going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
8:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris in Sarasota. I'm here at the Ticket in Detroit. Jeremy Kahn holding it down at the Fan in Baltimore and joining us, courtesy of the Window Nation's guest hotline. He is from the School of Rock, Rockabaco from MassinSports.com. What's up, Rock?
Wait, Ed is already in Sarasota. He really wants that parking spot bad.
Yeah,
he is.
I'm waiting till next year. Like, my car's there already.
How did we not play Detroit Rock City coming in? Right?
Swing and a miss
by Joe.
Jeremy, you just thought of it yourself. You would have told him before. It's your fault.
Hey, be honest with me. Would you have me on today? Am I a neat pick, or would you have put me on no matter what?
Oh, you're best player available. Everybody else.
There we go.
Everybody else said no. No.
Now, Rock, the Orioles are now 1-13 in games in which they score 4 or fewer runs. And that's a common. You don't win a lot of those games. But what I find even more alarming is this. They've only played 24 games, and they've already scored 4 or fewer runs in 14 of them. This seems to be a continuation of the offensive issues down the stretch last year and the reason they were eliminated from the playoffs. What is going on with his offense?
See, that's the negativity. They're 1-0 in those games since last night. That is how I choose to look at this, Rob. It basically feels that way. I mean, Cedric Mullins is the MVO right now, and he's doing it in a runaway. He's playing great, and also there's not a lot of competition for it. They're just key guys who are got off the slow starts here, and this is why the Orioles are counting on track records and guys to bounce back. There's really nothing else they could do at this point. It's not like there's a lot of guys you can bring up from AAA. It's not like it's easy to swing an impactful trade in April or May. That usually happens a little closer to the deadline. So you don't have much choice but to hope that Jordan Westberg gets hot. And he's shown sometimes. He has 5 hits, I think, in his last 5 games or whatever. Including a couple doubles, triple, and home run. Adley got off to the hot start and had a great spring, and then he fell off. Holiday was like 0-17 at one point. Tyler O'Neill's here to mash lefties, and he's 1-21 against them. All those things have to improve, or it's going to be a struggle the whole way here, because especially when you're having the issues you've been having with the rotation, other than these last 2 games, it's like you fall behind early. It feels like it's over. When it was 1-0 last night, I guarantee you there were some fans switching over to the draft. So, it's going to have to get better. And they are counting on all these guys to heat up at some point. But it needs to happen soon. I keep saying, hey, it's only April, and it's true, but you don't want to dig yourself too big a hole and then spend all this time trying to get out of it.
Hey, what about this? We were talking about this going around a bit about the Orioles. They're 4th in MLB in hard hit percentage. They are hitting the ball hard. Exit velocity is hard. Hard hit baseballs. But nobody's hitting, really, except for Cedric and O'Hearn right now. Do you put any stock in that they're hitting the ball, but they're hitting it right at defenders?
I mean, yeah, and I know a lot of people feel like, well, it's just an excuse. And, there's some really bad at-bats as well. But, yeah, I've been tracking some guys in games, and I think Westberg might have been one of them, or he had a couple where he was well over 100 off the bat and didn't have anything to show for it and finally hit the home run. It's like, well, you must feel rewarded at least. So, you know, 111 mile an hour ground ball right at the shortstop. It's 6-3 on your score sheet, but you're hitting it at 111. So, you know, that has also been part of the issue. But, you know, those things also, they say, tend to balance out. It's just interesting now that we can actually track that data. I don't know how many hard-hit balls from Frank Robinson or Paul Blair bat. I don't think Mark Belanger had many. But how many Boog Powell? Like, what do you think Boog's, you know, miles per hour off the bat and his launch angle were back in the day?
With those Shrek hands, Jesus, man.
But they are hitting some balls hard and just right at people. That's just all part of it. When you're in, like, a collective slump like this, you get a little bit of everything going wrong.
So, Rock, before the season started, I said they better not sign Kyle Gibson. Now I can't wait to see him. When do you think we get a chance to see Kyle Gibson? Obviously, it's not going to be this weekend.
No, so maybe he gets one more start. He started three times in the minors, and the most recent was with Aberdeen, and that's why we thought maybe they were on the verge of bringing him up. And it turned out just because they knew it was going to be a rainout in Omaha where Norfolk was playing, so they brought him to Aberdeen to pitch. And it was true. That game was rained out that day. So I guess he gets one more start, and it is funny you're saying that because, and this is nothing against Kyle Gibson, but a lot of people are asking, like, now he's the savior, and thank goodness Brandon Young's back, and who knows, Brandon Young may end up being a very good major league starter. He started once in the majors so far, and yet people are like, we need to get these guys up here. That's where things are right now. If nothing else, at least the depth looks like it might get a little better. Because I remember saying, again, it always works out differently, but in off season. And early in camp, I was like, man, this is a lot of pitchers. How are you going to come up with five? And that triple-A rotation is going to be really impressive. And then we find out, oh, you know, Trevor Rogers and Chase McDermott are hurt. And then Suarez gets hurt. And that's a very underrated injury. Albert Suarez would be in the rotation. And now he's not even available in long relief to eat up innings, which they desperately need, instead of passing the baton 6 and 7 times. So at least if you get a few guys back here, it'll improve that depth and give you other options.
Rock Abaco is joining us from the School of Rock, MassinSports.com. Rock, Tomo Segalo on Wednesday, last night, Cade Povich, outstanding starts, almost 14 innings from your starters in the last two games. That has to be encouraging for the ball club.
Yeah, I mean, it makes it a little bit easier to manage, too, if you're getting your starters getting you into the sixth and seventh inning, and then you can go ahead and go with, all right, Cano, Bautista, let's get out of here. And they haven't been able to do that. There have been at one point it was like 10 of 21 starts, I believe, where they weren't even finishing five innings. And, you know, you're not going to win many games doing that. Then you're going to really have to outmash the other team. And when you're struggling offensively, it's a recipe for disaster. And you do use up that bullpen. And the other night, I know there was a game that used seven relievers. I mean, eventually somebody's going to drop that baton. And now and you certainly don't want to use position players. I really, really wish they would come up with a rule where the manager could just come out, take a white flag, and throw it on the field like a challenge flag, and everybody just walks off the field. I don't want to see a shortstop and a catcher pitching and giving up 9 runs, but that's kind of where we are right now. So, yeah, they have to have deeper starts from the rotation, and maybe this is a good sign. But as I say, momentum's the next day starting pitcher, and if you check the ERAs of the Tiger starters this weekend, they're pretty good.
Well, we know where the team sits right now. How do you feel about it? Because it's sometimes more than a record. We talk about them like they're what, 10-14 now, but it feels much worse than that. Like they're still, you know, within striking distance of 500, and if they get some healthy players back, some of the pitching arms. How do you feel about the team just covering them day to day? Are they as bad as the record, or are they just too talented to be under 500 right now?
Yeah, I think they're too talented, and that's why I still have a lot of faith that they're going to bounce back and guys are going to be getting healthier. I mean, it really hurts to lose your number one and two starter.
Yeah.
You know, Eflin and Rodriguez, you do that with any team. Now, granted, there are some teams that would be like, well, they wouldn't have been our 1 and 2. They might have been our 2 and 3 or 3 and 4, whatever. They're the top two starters, and we keep thinking Rodriguez is going to end up finally being that stud number one ace guy, and he keeps getting hurt. So, you know, you get those guys back. It really hurt them to lose Kittredge. That was a big signing for the bullpen, and it's kind of encouraging. Where he's trending, losing Kowser was huge. Yeah. That's an everyday guy, plus defender, and a guy that you can keep in the lineup and, you know, give you good at-bats. They're struggling with the injuries right now, but I kept saying the same thing when it was like, I'm getting people in my mailbag saying, is this the time now to start trading guys on expiring contracts and get some prospects, basically just concede. I'm like, at that time, they were three games below 500 in April. But it feels worse. I think it feels worse if you stay on social media, too. I think if you avoid social media, it's not quite the disaster that people are making it out to be. It's a disappointing start for sure. And it's not just, hey, they're playing great and they're not getting the breaks. When you're not pitching, you're not hitting, and the defense is throwing to the wrong base, missing the cutoff man, that's where I think you get more concerned than just the losses. It's how poorly they played. But again, now they're four games below 500, and we're still in April. There's still a lot of season left, and every team is flawed. I think the American League is the weakest it's been in a while. I think the top five teams or so are in the National League. So there's plenty of time to right the ship here.
Rockabacco, thanks a lot for your time, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Rock.
Save your spot, man.
105.7 is the number. Mike Preston joins us at 9 o'clock to talk Ravens, but we're going to beat him to it because on the other side, I'm going to ask you a question. Did the first round shift the balance of power in the AFC North? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
You know, coming from a place like the University of Georgia, with that physicality that we play in the SEC, you know, it gets you prepared to go in the league and, you know, keep that physicality, but also learn how to be more physical. So I'm excited just to get there and learn.
I think Mr. Starks knows all about robberies in that SEC. He knows all about them. He will be fine in playing robberies. And don't, please don't give me the, well, what is he going to do playing in front of the large crowds? He knows that too.
Play for Georgia.
He knows all about the large crowds, my friends. This is going to be fun. It is. I mean, I like what the Browns did. I do. I like what they did. The Steelers, I think they did okay. Yeah, okay. The Bengals addressed their defense. They needed to address that badly with Shamar Stewart. So I don't think anybody in the division, Jeremy, did anything that did poorly. I don't. But the question is this, did the balance of power shift any in the division after last night?
Let me look it up. No, it did not. Not at all. I mean, everybody in the first round drafted a defensive lineman to try to combat what the Ravens bring to the table, and understanding that when you look at Cincinnati, they need everything on defense. It feels like they should use every pick on that side of the ball. And then looking at Pittsburgh, you know, them drafting a defensive lineman. Cleveland is the one that I keep my eye on, and it's not for this year. It's for in the future, but I don't know if I have
Cleveland's talented. Cleveland may be the second most talented top-to-bottom team in the division.
Yeah, did you hear them talk? Like, Shador – by the way, there was breaking news that Deion Sanders' new favorite son is Shiloh. There was a video of Shador and Deion talking about going to Cleveland – and then somebody said, they got Flacco, and Deion said, Flacco's my age. But, I mean, it's true. That roster has a ton of talent. They just have nothing at quarterback, and this isn't me knocking Joe Flacco. This is a 40-some-year-old version of him. You're going to see some good games that you're like, yeah, I love seeing that out of Joe. And then you're going to go, what the hell was that? You know, so I think Cleveland's the one team I keep my eye on because they have so many picks, and they're picking early today and obviously early yesterday that I think in the future they can change kind of how things are going to go. But right now, without a quarterback, I'm not worried about them.
But can
I don't want to get too sidetracked on talking about the division. But isn't this part of the Shador Sanders issue? It's too much talk. Isn't this part of the issue? I mean, you know, you sat there and you talked so much about wanting to go to Pittsburgh. That did not happen. Now, Cleveland. Listen, you got to understand something. And maybe this is what you didn't understand before. You don't control where you go.
No.
You have no control over that. I think maybe this is part of the issue with him.
There's a lot of issues with him. This is one of them. Look, if anything's even close to being true, and we talked about yesterday with him, you know, having like the worst interview possible, that's a big deal too. And you know, I think we agreed he's a good player, but he's not an elite quarterback. This is not a good quarterback class. So this is not a big surprise. There was just too much talk about him because of who his father is and all the nonsense that went on in Colorado. I don't think he would have been if his last name wasn't, you know, Sanders. Nobody would be talking about him.
No, but ESPN honestly couldn't shut up about him last night.
They couldn't. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. I mean, it's like, you know, you think about him, right? And how, you know, everyone's talking about him. He was the focus of the draft constantly. Everyone's talking, oh, who's he going to go to? Oh, he's going to Pittsburgh. He's going here. He's going to be – yeah. Yeah. Cam Ward was number one, right?
Yeah.
Kind of – we knew that was going to happen. He was the quarterback that everybody coveted in this draft. And there was so many better players than Shador. So many better players. They just don't happen – they don't all play quarterback. Did you guys hear what Joe McCoy said about Starks?
Yeah.
He says he's the best defensive player in the draft.
Yep.
Of any position. Best defensive player, hands down, in the draft. The Ravens just got better. It's like, he's better than Shador. It's like, what are we talking about here?
So I guess, Ed, it would be foolish to ask you if the balance of power shifted in the division.
I think the Ravens just secured their position. That's what I think happened. I think they're going to be the team to beat for a while.
Isn't it funny that in baseball, Jeremy, for the rich to get richer, the Dodgers and the Yankees and people like that just spend more money than everybody else in free agency. But in the NFL, most of the time when the rich get richer, it's because the front offices are better at you in the draft.
Yeah. Well, the key with this, too, is, I mean, I'm almost feeling like with the Dodgers and Yankees and some of the other teams, it's almost like being in a no-limit hold'em game and then having the bullies – the guys with all the cash, because they can push as much as it, forcing the issue. Because the more that these guys pay them, and even with these deferred contracts, it just drives the price up for other average players. And, I mean, now you're seeing, like, Blake Snell is shut down right now. Who knows when he's coming back? And they just, that doesn't even hurt them that they gave him all that. I mean, I know it's a short-term deal, but they gave him a lot of money per year. And now he's not even pitching. It doesn't even matter to him. They just bring up another starter.
This is why I don't, you know, sometimes I roll my eyes at Pittsburgh Steelers fans. They said, well, you got to get rid of Tomlin. Why? Because Tomlin's always going to have you good enough not to get the draft pick. And when they can't get a draft pick, this is what happens. And I rolled my eyes at him because with the exception of the 1 year when the Ravens had a bad year and got Kyle Hamilton, for the most part, they're a playoff team and one of the better playoff teams. But yet they continue to win in the draft. And I think maybe some of the focus should be on the front office in Pittsburgh, not so much on your coach, because you not getting top draft picks should not be an excuse for you not replenishing your roster every year, Ed.
No, absolutely not. I mean, you look at them in some of these
I should say you're not having a bad record, I should say.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the teams who have been good for years. That means they draft at the very end. I mean, you're talking about the Chiefs and the Eagles and the Ravens and teams like that, and now the Lions and the Bills. These teams always draft at the end of the draft now, and they're good every year. So, I mean, that's not an excuse.
And the Patriots did it for 20 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you constantly replenish that draft.
Yep.
That with having superior records than everybody else. And I agree with you, too. I think it would be foolish to say that the balance of power shifted in the AFC North. You know, I think you said it best. The Ravens have secured their position in this division. It's still the team that everybody else is chasing after.
Yeah.
Shovels at 8:45. At 9 o'clock, we're here for Mike Preston. But on the other side, what are you hoping for from the Ravens in days 2 and 3? Positions, players, take a big swing. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Masson is the place to go for Orioles baseball. Birds finally getting the win last night in Washington. Now in Detroit as Brandon Young takes the mound against Mr. Mize. You heard Rockabacco say a little bit earlier, Mize 3-1, 2.22 earned run average. Birds at 10-14, trying to get it going. Exclusive coverage of Orioles baseball tonight. 8:31 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. On this fantastic feel-good Friday. Ed, as we go into this day 2 and 3 of this NFL draft, what do you want to see the Ravens do right now? You may have a name of a player or two, positions. What do you want to see them do?
I'd still like to see them pick up offensive line and an edge rusher. You know, now that, you know, the names are kind of irrelevant because the names I knew, most of them are gone. I mean, Amunwari's still there, but we picked up a safety. I don't know about, you know, the kid out of Marshall anymore. I think he has been blacked out by the Ravens. So, and look, some of the linemen were picked up, right? The Chiefs picked up one that was slated for the Ravens from Ohio State. So I just want to see them, you know, bolster the offensive line, fill that left guard position somewhere, and get a real, because they can find an edge rusher, you know, in the rest of this draft. They're out there. I'm sure, you know, I have a lot of confidence in them. I'm sure they can. So that's what I like to see them do.
Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, I'm going to be boring. Keep taking the best player available, man. Like, they have 11 picks, and they know who they covet. I hate being like this, but it's the Ravens, and they're the most boring team to cover when it comes to the NFL draft. Because
I said that yesterday. I agree with you.
They're so good at it. It's like, why am I going to question anything that they're doing here with how they have their board set up? And then on top of it, Rob, it's – they've been a team that always appears to take best player available. If two players are closely graded and one's more of a need, they're obviously going to take that guy. But the thing I'm curious about over the next couple of days, do they take a kicker? Do we see them pick up one undrafted? And then on top of it, they're going to get an offensive lineman. I just don't know what round it is. They're probably going to get a couple, by the way.
Well, you know, absolutely. Ravens don't really too often go that high with offensive linemen. I'm not saying they never do, Ronnie Stanley, of course.
Stanley was in the six, yeah.
But they don't typically, if you look across their offensive line, those are guys they find in day two and things like that. So I'm not surprised by that.
Well, their offensive line now, if they had picked up a guy in the first, because we're still looking at left guard, but you mentioned Stanley. You got Rosengarten, who was a second-round pick.
Linderbaum
was a first. And then it's like figuring out the rest of it. But there are a lot of teams. I used to bring this up all the time, Rob, with the Patriots. They had Matt Light, who was a first-round pick, and the rest of their offensive linemen were sixth- and seventh-round picks than guys that were undrafted. So you can find those bodies to fit your need and have guys come in and play right away.
I think more so at that position, Jeremy, than any other position.
Absolutely.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go to Baltimore and get Cole. What's up, Cole?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Happy
Good.
Friday.
Same to you.
I'm a big fan of the pick last night. This whole offseason, I like us letting Brandon Stevens go. And, you know, I like the pick last night. But where does Ardarius fit into the situation? Because I know we re-signed him. And I guess that's my question. And, Jeremy, always appreciate you for the Daily Line.
I wish I did better yesterday. I got my teeth kicked in. So
where does he fit in? Sometimes you need six DBs.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going dime or nickel, there's a lot of different things you can do there with Ardarius.
He fits in perfectly. I mean, sometimes you need six of those guys out there.
And like we've already talked about the monster. Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the position, the monster back for Kyle Hamilton. Like there are times where he's going to come in and you're going to have him as a linebacker and have Ardarius back at a safety and different things you can do. That's why schematically the drafting of Starks gives them so many options when you have a player of that caliber, because that's what they paid. They thought Marcus Williams was going to be that guy when they paid him, and he was anything but that guy. And then they bring in Eddie Jackson's old ass and should have brought in Freddie Jackson for all we know.
Tito Jackson.
With any one of them.
I love the way, like, it. I think sometimes we as fans, we as fans forget, just like in baseball, it's a different game, man.
I mean, it is.
You know what I mean? That question alone, where does Ardarius fit in? On the field. I mean, all of them. The way these guys throw right now, I bet you if teams could have four pass rushers, one middle linebacker, and six DBs and get away with that, they would.
You mean the Chargers?
just like four legit guys that could, two interior defensive linemen, two edge rushers, and a middle linebacker. I bet if they could do that, they'd do it.
I don't think people realize how the game has evolved in the last decade or two. And it really has. And this is the point you're bringing up, but it is. It's a real thing, because I'm not even making fun of the guys who say this on the air. But I think they're still stuck in a 4-3 defense where you got four down linemen, a middle linebacker, two outside cornerbacks, and two safeties. And that's the way it's drawn up on the board, and that's how it's in their head. The game doesn't look like that anymore. It just doesn't. The defensive ends stand up. They're no hand in the dirt. I mean, if that's your best pass rusher, it's a very different game.
If you line up like that today's NFL, Jeremy, you will get destroyed.
Yeah, but to be fair to the other guys, I mean, there are other guys that they paid to play. I mean, it's not akin to benching a guy that got three hits the night before for a guy that has one hit on the season, kind of ish. Like, sorry, that was me throwing some shade.
But hold up, and you're right about that. But that's why there's so many different packages.
Yeah.
And I'm, you're right, because they wouldn't line up that like that all the time, because now offensive coordinators are so smart, you've got to change the coverage, change package, change looks, change schemes. And the better defense, I think that's why the Ravens get so many sacks without a premier pass rusher. They're brilliant at changing the scheme and disguising
the
coverage.
Good offenses pick up the tempo to not allow the defense to change.
So, like, the same thing you're talking about, like, a baseball lineup with the way that the defense is, and you're talking about switching things up. Like, Kyle Hamilton gives you the opportunity to have such flexibility that you can put whatever lineup you want. Like, a lot of baseball teams are like, I want to get my best nine hitters out there, even if I have to give up a little something in left field or at first base where the guy's not very good there. They do it all the time. And with this, you can put your 11 best guys out there on any given time that you want to with the packages that you have.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeremy, what would you like? You say you like to see him just go best player available.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know we're on a radio show, and if you want me to throw out names, I'll throw out names. But again, like, for me to throw out somebody when they're picking, and who knows if they make any moves today, I'm expecting them to make some middle round moves, and that's the jostling of moving back, picking up picks next year when they have guys on their board. But ultimately, I mean, you guys name the positions they need, but I don't know that drafting a pass rusher in the third round all of a sudden means that you got a good pass rusher at this point.
I'd rather not draft a pass rusher in the third round.
He might be a project, but like it is their, in my opinion, it's their biggest need outside of left guard right now.
I'm not really that much up to date with the free agency board. I got to be honest with you. Is there one out there?
Well, I just saw this from McFarland yesterday, and I retweeted it. They're roughly $11 million under the cap, and about 3-point-something is going to go to the draft picks. So they still have moves if there's the Dented Can theory, the street free agents that don't affect your compensatory picks. The Ravens usually pick up two or three of those guys after those June 1st cuts.
Let's go to the phone lines.
We got guys like Khalil Mack and Hassan Reddick.
Khalil is out there?
Yeah.
I don't mind that. I don't mind that.
Yep.
Hey, let's make it Friday, Ed. Let's get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How you guys doing?
Doing good. Well. How are you?
Good. TGIF and PYT.
There you go, buddy. It's Friday now.
Will Malachi Starks, the Ravens' top pick, having immediate impact on the defense, and you guys have a wonderful weekend.
You have a wonderful weekend too, my man. I think he's going to have an immediate impact on the defense.
Yeah.
I do. Immediate. I think he comes in. He's one of those guys that's not only going to get his stats, I think his presence allows others to get theirs. I think his presence allows for Kyle Hamilton to be 100% Kyle Hamilton. That's what I'm looking forward more to that than I am to see what he's going to do himself, to be honest with you. I think he's going to be sensational.
Mm-hmm. I do too. I think, especially in that position, I think he can step right in. You got a great defensive scheme. You got a great defense now. You're playing next to one of the best safeties in football, behind one of the best linebackers, if not the best inside linebacker in the game. I mean, they have a lot of leadership on defense. He's going to be fine.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. And Antonio told you, it's Friday. It's PYT also. Mike Preston joins us at 9 o'clock, but Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
Oh, man. I'm going to give I just learned something. I give my shovel to one of my favorite NFL players, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, Gerald McCoy.
Oof.
Oh, well, never mind.
It's not
if you got a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. I can't believe Ed Norris is throwing one of his people on it. This is, folks, this is the first time ever. Shovel's up next on The Fan.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I'm going to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel, my friend?
One of my favorite NFL players, Gerald McCoy.
Yeah, Ed? Give Ed the shovel. Where the hell is? Give it to him. Give him the shovel again. No,
it was my fault.
Joe said it was his fault.
What? I wasn't on.
No,
oh, sorry.
He wasn't having your program.
Yeah.
Gerald McCoy is getting my shovel today, and it's not for the reasons you think. What I didn't know came to my attention because it's the anniversary of 15 years he was drafted. That was an interesting draft because it was the first time ever three players from one school were in the top four picks. It was Sam Bradford, McCoy, and Trent Williams. And great, great class they had at Oklahoma.
That was 15 years ago?
It's 2010, yeah.
Wow.
Sam Bradford, the last quarterback to get the big guaranteed money.
$50 million,
yeah. They had the slots after that.
Yep. Anyway, what I didn't know was McCoy was the first ever to administer a full-body draft hug. That stupid tradition that carries on to this day. Everyone else, you know, they give a little bro hug, shake hands, high five, you know, forearm shake. McCoy runs up all 6'4", 300 pounds, lifts Goodell off his feet, and basically he hugged him for 6 seconds. 6 seconds.
What would
and
you
now
do,
we
Ed?
Have this every, huh?
What would you do?
If he did it to me?
No, if you got drafted and walked up to, I would gently touch tips. Just
that
to
it?
Celebrate, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's well, you know what? You may get rid of this stupid tradition and start a new one.
They are stupid, man. And then Goodell learning all the handshakes and nonsense.
Oh, it's so stupid. Could you imagine, like, the commissioner, like, baseball, the NBA, the NHL doing anything like this? It's so stupid. But anyway, McCoy was the first
I'm the minority in the room in more ways than one. because I love it.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it, man. I mean, this
well,
is the,
you can
this
thank
is the,
McCoy.
You just changed somebody's life, their family's lives, man. I mean, that's worth something extra than just
absolutely.
Handshakes. Yeah.
It's worth I love a full it. Mouth-to-mouth kiss.
Yeah. Open mouth kissing on stage. Man, Michael Sam's going to be mad he didn't show up to the draft.
Oh.
He wasn't a no-show. He was a no-invite.
Oh, he's eating his cake. Oh, man.
Who gets your shovel, Jeremy?
To the guy that emailed me, asked me to go into business with him. So I, again, super nice guy. Met him a couple times. He's like, I don't know if you remember me. Yes, I remember you. I'm not going to throw his name out there because I do think he's a good dude. But the wrong way to get somebody to go in business with you is to explain them all the reasons why you're better than them. Like, I literally got an email of someone telling me how much better they are at everything that I do and that I should go into business with them. Except you need me to help you drive your business is what you need. So I already have my own business in doing gambling. I have almost 400 subscribers. So I don't need to go in business with you. But again, like, it's just weird. I don't know why people do this when they're trying to convince you that this is good for you. Like, it happens in fantasy trades all the time where someone will send you an email saying, oh, this, I'm trying to help you out. Then why the hell are you helping my team? It doesn't make any sense. You're not helping me out by asking me to go in business with you. You're helping yourself out. So, no, you get the shovel.
Ed, how long have you been in radio?
20 years.
Has anybody ever emailed you asking you to go into business with them?
No.
Okay. Me either.
What business you guys got?
I'm just saying, Jeremy.
Hey, so if you guys had
this happens to you because people think you're going to say yes.
No, if you guys had a business, then you should mind it. Shut up.
I'm just saying this happens to you because people think you're going to say yes. This
I'm learning how to say no.
You better. You know, you coined one. I don't know if you coined it. The first time I ever heard it was from you. If you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
Yeah.
My shovel goes to the dude who almost found that out yesterday in D.C. And so it was at one of the bars across the street from the stadium. And the lady and her husband, and it looks like it could have been her sister because she looked just like her. Maybe, you know, my age, early 50s, late 40s. They were enjoying themselves at the bar, had their Orioles gear on. The dude's wife had on an Adley Rutschman jersey, sharp jersey, one of a black jersey. You know, they were minding their business, drinking beer. They had one of these, you could see the window from the seat from the outside because it was an open bay. So these young dudes who were Nats fans start talking about how bad the Orioles were. So the couple and the other lady were just laughing, like, yeah, you know, we're struggling right now, but we'll be okay. And the dude kept going on and going on, him and his buddies looking at one another, ha ha, you know, talking cash trash. But the people from Baltimore, wearing the Baltimore gear, just kept it within sports, just laughing it off. Like, you know, we'll get yourselves together. You'll get yourselves together. You suck. And the gentleman got in the lady's face and said, you suck. And his finger was maybe less than 6 inches from her face. Mm. So her husband at that time put his beer down and took his glasses off. These weren't sunglasses. These were glasses. He took his glasses off, gently put the side of his hand, the blade of his hand on the guy's chest and said, back up. He said, we can talk trash all we want, but if you get close to my wife again, you're making the bad decisions. And the dude kept talking. Fortunately, his buddy sobered up real quick. And he looked at the husband, realizing this is a bad decision. Yeah. And he said, man, let's go. And he walked off. I don't mind talking trash. It's part of sports. But he got, I'm telling you, less than 6 inches from this lady's face with his finger at her nose saying, you guys suck. She doesn't play for the Orioles. What does she do? And just sometimes we take things too far. And when you do things like that, my advice to you is don't drink.
Yeah.
You shouldn't drink.
Did you see the Dodgers fan that was yelling at Max Muncy? Max Muncy is getting on the team bus, I'm assuming, to go back to the hotel. I couldn't tell if it was a road or home game. So he's getting on the team bus, and this guy is just berating him about how bad he sucks. Max stands at the front of the bus just looking out the windshield and just staring at the guy like, really? Like, we have one of the best teams in baseball. We've spent all this money. The thing you want to focus on is how bad I am right now? Like, he doesn't know? And it's just like some of the stuff's just so uncalled for from fans. And then that's why social media has turned into such a cesspool. It's like, hey, I can get a hold of anybody so I can say anything I want.
It just, I mean, but why do you make it personal? Number one, you hear fans talking about their teams. That happens all the time. Fans trash talking. But what got me was the cowardly move. The husband was talking more than his wife was, but you chose to get in her face. You may have stood a better chance of not taking an ass whipping by getting in the husband's face. You got my wife's face?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
You leave him no choice.
You leave me, that's the best way to put it. You leave me no choice.
Yeah.
I wish you had more time.
Police officers come. Why did you beat him down? He left me no choice.
Well, it's true.
He hit the point of no return. He found out.
Ran out of options.
Yeah. He played stupid games.
What did he said win, he Jeremy? Needed a nap, and I gave him one. He won stupid prizes.
Daily Line with Jeremy Carter at 9:30, but on the other side, Mike Preston weighs in on a Ravens draft. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.